Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Norell Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
All right, and we are back. As you can see, we are not on the set of the Mac City Morning Show. We are at The Keg, so big shout out to The Keg for inviting us and letting us film here today. As you also know, our title sponsor for this show is Norell Toyota. So big shout out to Norell, Keith, Fad, Nimmer, all the boys and girls in Norell. Thank you very much for being the ongoing sponsor of this show. I appreciate your support. Now, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Absolutely. Thanks, Elliot. My name's Adam. I'm the guest services manager here at The Keg, here in Fort McMurray, of course.
Yeah.
I also work at Norell Toyota, so it's kind of like a double dipper here today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So, we already spoke once at Norell.
Yeah.
And that's how this whole thing lined up. So, thanks for making it happen.
Absolutely.
Really do
my pleasure.
It.
No, we appreciate you giving us the opportunity. That's great.
Yeah, man. So, as of right now, we're going to film in a few different locations. We're filming a bunch of different episodes here today.
Yeah.
But where are we right now?
We're at table 113, if okay. That makes any sense for the guests that know our tables. But we're in the lounge in front of our beautiful fireplace wall. Yeah.
Yeah. And so this lounge never used to be like this. This used to be a pool.
That's correct. It was part of the hotel. It was before my time. I started shortly after the renovation, so I don't even remember what the lounge looked like, to be honest, prior to that.
Okay.
But yes, there was a pool in here prior to the lounge.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so when people are coming into the lounge, what is the biggest difference between the restaurant and the lounge? Like, obviously there's like the child component.
That's right.
What do you feel is the vibe here versus in the
restaurant? So the biggest vibe on here is it's a little bit louder. Like you said, mostly adults, but we do have the TVs in here as well, right?
Okay.
So for playoffs, right, that just happened, and then I think they go back on tomorrow night. We'll be showing the game, and then we've started to put the sound on for those games as well.
Oh, nice.
So especially during the Edmonton-Calgary series, you know, it was great because we got a lot of Oiler and Flame fans in town.
Okay.
So they were coming, they'd get a nice table, and then they can watch the game and have the best steak in town as well, right?
Oh, that's a huge selling feature. I did not know that.
Yeah, it's something that we didn't used to always do.
Right.
Like put the sound on, I should say.
Yeah.
And we started doing that a little bit this year to try to attract some more crowds and stuff. We didn't really advertise it very much.
That's right.
But we get the NHL Center Ice package, so most years. So you can always come here to watch a game.
Okay.
You know, we don't always put the sound on, but we're certainly doing that for the playoffs.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And so primarily, like, this is hockey that you're doing it with?
For the most part, hockey. I mean, we're in Canada, so hockey's the sport, right?
That's right.
People will come and ask for the baseball game sometimes. The Jays are doing real well this year.
Right.
The only thing we don't show is UFC.
Right.
Yeah, we don't show any of that.
Okay, that's fair enough. Cool. So we're definitely going to be filming against that bar.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's an awesome backdrop later on.
Yep.
When it comes to being a bartender, because I know I've had lots of friends over the years who have wanted to get into it, some have gotten into it. What's the criteria for working like at a high-end restaurant bar?
So there's a lot of knowledge. You'll be, two of the girls that bartend for us here will be, you know, your guest later on. Our guest lead bartender, we'll call him, his name is Richard. He's phenomenal.
Right.
Like the stuff that he can do is just unreal. Like he can do all that flaring and catching and not drop nothing,
cool.
Right? So he's pretty good at that. But in a high, like it's like knowing your drinks and getting speed and, you know, because when you order a drink, you kind of want it, you know, straight away. You don't want to wait 20 minutes to get your drink, right? So a lot of knowledge, a lot of understanding of drinks. You know, here we start off, everybody starts off as a server, usually in the dining room. They get bumped to the lounge, they move to bartender. Since I've started, we've not hired a bartender, like straight, you know, welcome to the keg, you're going to bartend now. It's always been someone promoted within.
Okay.
So the two girls you're going to be meeting with later on today, Tia's one, Christina's the other. They both bartend for us as well.
Okay.
Richard's our top guy, right? He was actually nominated the YMM. I don't think he won it, but he must have got close, but nonetheless, he was nominated, and so was Christina, so that was exciting news. I think we did win best steak, you know.
That's easy.
Exactly,
that's
right?
That's an easy one.
Yeah, exactly.
No offense to any of the other places
in town
that
right.
make steak.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
There's a clear choice.
Exactly, right? No, exactly. So, no, bartending, it's its own game. And we have a big bar, right? So we'll often there's some guests that come here just to sit with the bartenders, especially Richard and so they and there's Ashley, Tia, and Christina are our main bartenders,
right.
And they have people that know what days they work and they come to sit with them,
right?
Right. So
now we might have, and forgive me if I've asked you this question or not, since I talk to so many people off and on camera that I kind
for
of
sure.
forget every once in a while, but. How did you initially get into working here at The Keg?
So it would have been 4 years ago here in just over a month.
Okay.
I was looking for work. I knew a couple of the folks here and they said they were looking for a manager. So I came and spoke with Tony and the rest is history.
Okay. And what was your background in the service industry prior to?
So I worked at a few different restaurants through university in Nova Scotia.
Right.
So does most university students and stuff like that, they get through. So I had a background in there, but I have a few degrees that helps me in the management field and things like that.
Okay. Now, I've worked with lots of managers in all type of different industries over my career.
Yeah.
And they all have their own, like every industry is unique within itself.
Yeah.
What would be something that is kind of unique or special to being a manager in this industry?
So this one takes a lot of, like, I guess people skills, I'll call it, right? Because we're dealing with a lot of, we call them guests in the business here, you know, and a lot of people come to us for a celebration. So a lot of our, you know, words that we use is we want to celebrate with them, right? So we're probably the birthday area, you know, we have a lot of people that come here to celebrate their birthdays, anniversaries. Right now is graduations from the high school, so we're having a lot of those folks come in and things like that. So we're kind of like a celebrations part. So being able to deal with the people and make their night enjoyable, and you know, in hopes that they come, you know, they come again.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Now, in regards to the staff, because there's so many different people that make this work, from like bartenders, waitresses, cooks.
Yeah, exactly.
What does that recruitment process look like for you guys?
So that one's difficult to be brutally honest, right?
Yeah.
COVID really did take a big hit on us.
Yeah.
You know, trying to staff accordingly on how busy you're going to be and trying to predict how busy you're going to be in this town is very difficult.
Right.
So we have a lot of different staff, you know, wise. Kitchen tends to be a little bit harder to recruit. We're in a town where you can go on site and make pretty good money, you know, at a drop of a dime. So, you know, trying to keep people in this field or whatnot, and you know, it's better hours. You're only working evenings, you know, other than our prep cooks that are here in the back right now getting ready for the day.
Right.
But you know, we only open at 4 o'clock, and you're gone home by between 10 and midnight, depending on how busy we got.
Right.
So, you know, recruiting is difficult. Retention's even harder.
Right.
It's a few things that we're working on right now to get those things sorted.
Okay. So if you are somebody who is here, because I come here a lot, do you have some long standing employees?
Yep.
Yourself being included.
Yep.
What is something that would be appealing for somebody who's like looking to work to want to join the Keg team?
Yeah. So one of the big things for us is after, I think, 6 months for any staff member, if you're full time hours, you get added to our benefit program, which we pay 100% of.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's a huge incentive that we're trying.
Huge.
Yeah. That we're trying. So as long as once you're here 6 months, you get added to the benefit package and it's paid by us.
That
right,
is
so that
phenomenal.
Includes you can go to Excel Physiotherapy.
Yeah.
I don't remember the numbers, but you get a certain amount of that included and things like that.
That's right.
Dental, vision, health, meds, the whole works, right?
That's huge. That's a big benefit, especially I know when I was younger, I was like, eh, whatever. But like if you have kids or a spouse, even like when I got my wisdom teeth taken out when I was, I want to say 20.
Yeah.
And thank God I had a job with benefits.
I know, right?
because, yeah, my parents obviously had benefits. They could help me out, but I was at that weird in-between
age. It goes a long ways, right? Because a lot of benefits speak, right? I mean, you got to make sure you use them. That I'm guilty of that. I never used them for the most part, but I started using. The reason I said Excel is because I was there this morning.
Yeah. Nice.
So, because I know, I told him I was meeting with you, and he's like, oh, say hi to Elliot.
Who are you with? Ashley?
Ashley
Whiffen. Exactly. Big shout out to Ashley.
Yeah, absolutely. So, so it's having the benefits, really, because, I mean, it's not cheap.
No.
It's not expensive, but, you know, it's worth every penny, of course.
That's right. And for an employer to cover all of that, that's very unique.
Yep.
There's not a lot of employers.
It's usually it's like half a 50-50,
70-20.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of an employer off the top of my head.
I can't think of
really
any.
I'm not really coming off with too many of them.
No, exactly. So that's a huge incentive to work here.
That really
of course, right? All you got to do is work 30 plus hours a week, and you qualify for the benefits, and we do the rest.
Right. All right. Now, I know I kind of asked you this before, but you jumped all over the map last time.
Yep.
What is your favorite thing to eat here? You gotta pick one.
You put me on the spot.
Last time you were just like this and that and the other. And when I say favorite, it doesn't have to be like, what I'm talking about is what is the thing that you eat probably most consistently?
So probably the 8-ounce sirloin at Oscar Topper.
Okay.
Yeah,
what
so
does
that's
mean
the,
at Oscar for the people at home?
Yeah, so that's the shrimp and scallop asparagus topper with béarnaise sauce on top, and you put that on top of the steak, and it's delicious.
How are you getting your steak done?
A medium rare, my friend.
Medium rare.
Not to offend anybody else, but there shouldn't be any other way, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, for years, I didn't know. I used to like eat my steaks well done.
Yeah, I think what you told me this.
And
that's right. Yeah.
I don't know. I grew up in a culture that you cook your food. You make sure that meat is
exactly
done.
Yeah, no, for sure.
And it wasn't until years into my, I'm going to say mid-20s, that one day, like, it just, by mistake, somebody brought me out a steak and whatever.
I find the biggest thing that a lot of guests is I don't know what word I want to use, so I think it's the visual part, right? If they can't get past the juice and the redness and things like that, right? But once you can get past that and you taste the steak,
it's unbelievable.
Cooked a different way, it's amazing.
For years, almost a decade, I was actually eating my steaks rare.
Yeah.
Like not even medium, just like rare.
Yeah.
But I found that, especially when you get a bigger steak, it's...
Yep.
If you're doing that with a smaller serving, you can get away with it because
exactly,
it's warm enough for the whole thing. But
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, no, I mean, people, you know, as we know, they eat their steaks every which way.
That's right.
And there's no wrong or right way as long as you order it the right way. So, like, for one thing, you know, if you do like it well done, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
That's right.
Just, you know, order the proper steak to get to well done.
The right cut.
And then for us, we got to make sure we choose the right steak because, you know, you could have a sirloin that's this thick,
that's right,
the way the butcher cut it, or it could be this thick. So obviously if you want it well done, for us, we have to choose this one.
That's
it doesn't always work because it's all dependent on what the butcher has sent us, right?
That's right, that's right. When it comes to the butcher that sent you, like, I have to assume with the keg being like as big as it is, you guys have like
They have their own farms, absolutely.
Own farms?
I believe so. Don't quote me on that 100%. I don't know, but I know it's high grade meat and all that and you know, properly selected,
At the very least, they definitely have farms that they work with
100%.
Specifically.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of like how Guinness only gets their wheat from certain suppliers. Like,
exactly.
It's a whole checklist of things you have
that's above my pay grade
to know
exactly where all that comes out. We put in the order, it shows up. It's all keg branded and stuff like that, right? So,
okay.
Exactly.
Now, before I cut you loose, because I know we're getting close to our time here.
Yep.
Most restaurants, most establishments during the different seasons have different things going on.
Yep.
We're moving into officially, the weather anyways tells me this, our summer months.
Exactly.
What, if anything, changes at the keg during the summer?
So for the summer, most likely due to we don't have a patio. Unfortunately, we tend to slow down.
Yeah.
So we're in the process of looking to potentially launch some sort of cocktail party initiative to draw some business over here. The one thing that we do have, we use it a little bit in the summer, but mostly in the winter, is the upstairs that maybe you'll shoot up there later.
Yeah, yeah.
And it can fit about between 40 and 60 people, so it's great for like staff functions.
Right.
Christmas parties, especially. We have a ton of those in November, December.
Right.
Things like that. So we're trying to, for the summer, get some... you know, cocktail parties, and maybe they stay for dinner as well, you know, upstairs where they can order, you know, a couple of bottles of wine and then some of our appetizer selections, which we'll do up in exactly.
Okay.
So, but that, and then they can go upstairs and then you get your own servers and stuff like that. There's two TVs upstairs as well.
Oh.
So it's not set up perfectly for like business meetings, because it still gets pretty loud down here and stuff like that. But at least you can show like, you know, say it's a Christmas party, you could have a like a photo collage go through on your
stuff.
Picture and stuff like
That's
that, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
We have a few options there that we're looking at for the summer to try to draw up some extra business, especially with the businesses. You know, COVID's hopefully going away and staying that way.
Yeah.
So businesses are starting to starting to get back out there, and the sales people are coming back to town and things like that. So we're hoping to draw up some business there, get some folks back in here, and utilize our upstairs spot.
Cool. Awesome. Well, listen, my man, I'm gonna cut you loose. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the mics, the camera.
Absolutely. Have fun. So I'm going to do the same thing like last time. I'm only able to do the two jobs that I do because of one person, and her name is Pam. She's soon to be my wife. We already have one son, and there's a second child, which we don't know what it is yet. We're going to find out next month because we're 4 weeks out.
There we go. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Here.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you. Big shout out to Noral for being our title sponsor. We appreciate the ongoing support. I hope everybody at home is having a nice day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
I'm so crooked now that this show's over. I need another one.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.